This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. North Carolina and Indiana voters go to the polls today. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama will battle it out for 187 delegates between the states. NPR's Mara Liasson has more.
Today's results could be decisive if either Obama or Clinton manages victories in both states. But neither candidate is predicting that. Both say the race will stretch into June when the last primaries are held, and the party's superdelegates will have to decide who gets the nomination. Although both candidates have been crisscrossing both states, they spent Sunday on the Washington-based network talk shows, evidence that their arguments are aimed as much to the superdelegates and party insiders as they are to Indiana and North Carolina voters. Today's primaries give Obama a chance to show that the controversy over Reverend Wright has not damaged his ability to win Democratic votes. Clinton hopes that an impressive showing today in both states will help her convince superdelegates that Obama is not a strong enough general election candidate.
NPR's Mara Liasson reporting. Whether McCain, Clinton, or Obama, the next president will have to deal with Iraq. The military said yesterday that 3,500 troops there will be home in a few weeks. They're part of the increase of U.S. forces in Iraq known as the surge. The rest of the so-called surge troops are supposed to leave by July, but U.S. commanders have asked for more time to make sure conditions are right for them to go. New clashes in Baghdad's Shiite neighborhoods. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Iraq with the story.
Eyewitnesses say civilians fled their homes on foot today as American helicopters strafed targets in the Baghdad neighborhood of Amin. A clash erupted in the area early this morning between American and Iraqi government forces and Shiite militants. Eyewitnesses say U.S. and Iraqi forces then flooded the area with foot soldiers and vehicles while also posting snipers on nearby rooftops. The latest round of fighting with the Shiite Mahdi Army militia began last March when Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki ordered an assault on the Shiite faction in the southern city of Basra. In recent weeks, the battle has been focused in a densely populated neighborhood in eastern Baghdad. An Iraqi government spokesman says more than 900 civilians have been killed in the fighting.
NPR's Ivan Watson reporting from Baghdad. Tonight, a Georgia death row inmate could be the first put to death since the Supreme Court halted executions 7 months ago. Executions paused while the court decided whether lethal injection is constitutional. The court ruled last month that it is. Demonstrators around the world have protested China in the run-up to the Beijing Olympics, but the International Olympic Committee is warning athletes to avoid doing the same. In a letter, the IOC warns that political demonstrations are not permitted on Olympic grounds. Athletes are warned their clothes and actions will be watched. Now, this is in line with past Olympic rules, but organizers felt they needed to remind athletes in light of heavy protests of China's crackdown in Tibet. And unusual, certainly, but American Indians, no. The judge slapped a fine on Utah men claiming to be Native Americans. Their so-called tribal meetings took place at a fast food joint. The men refused to obey state laws, even claimed the county owed them $250 million. An official from the real Indian tribe said there are a lot of fakers out there. They say, quote, you can't just Google yourself into membership. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
You know, I'm 164th Native American.
Really? you can't Google yourself into the other 63rd, 64th.
No. You can show up at that fast food joint, though.
You can. At least they weren't as greedy as the $360 billion check guy you reported on a little bit earlier.
Yeah, well, there's a cheeseburger served on Navajo fry bread, I think is what they have there.
Really? Huh, delicious.
Thanks, Mark.